Test 74, Section 3, Question 14. So, this says, it's the journalist argues by, so this is structure. We want to describe the argument. And it says, it's wrong to lie to get a story. They commonly withhold relevant information in order to elicit news, so they'll not say everything they know. Some argue, now this is important that it's saying some people argue, that this, like lying, is intentional deception, therefore unethical. So it's saying, some people say, hey, it's the same. However, this is now the journalist talking again. This argument fails to recognize the distinction between failing to prevent a false belief and actively encouraging one. Okay, so it's saying, look, there's a difference. One is just not correcting a false belief, and the other is actually encouraging it. Lying is unethical because it actively encourages. So it's saying, look, here's the difference. And so essentially what the argument does is it says, these other people are failing to notice a difference between these. And so it's pointing out some difference. So A, pointing out a difference between the two cases being compared in order to show that a conclusion based on their similarities should not be drawn. That seems pretty good. It actually seems really similar to what I said. Defending what the journalist considers a controversial distinction by offering an example of a clear instance. It's not saying that it's a controversial distinction by giving a clear instance. It doesn't give a specific example. Then C, defending a concept and then showing that under this definition, the concept applies to all of the cases under discussion. The problem there is all the cases under discussion. And here we don't really know that it applies to all the cases under discussion because it is saying, look, lying is still wrong. Appealing to a counterexample to undermine an ethical principle. Well, it doesn't give a counterexample. And so it's not saying, well, here's an example that is different. It's just saying, look, there is a difference between these two. And clarifying and defending a moral principle by comparing a case in which it applies to one in which it doesn't apply. Well, it's not so much clarifying or defending a moral principle. It's saying, look, your judgment isn't right here because you're failing to take into account this distinction. And so therefore, answer choice A does turn out to be the best. It points out a difference between two cases being compared. That would be actively lying and withholding information in order to show that a conclusion based on their similarities should not be drawn. And that conclusion would be that it's unethical. And so A is definitely our best answer.